cliffcentral.com.
Hey, it's Tessa Thala, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show on cliffcentral.com.
Hey, come a little closer. Come here. No, come a little closer. You know, today's Thursday. You know what happens on a Thursday? On a Thursday, we've got a couple of gentlemen. They like to talk really good things, eh? Make your mind go a little bit bigger. But be careful, you might not go too big, otherwise your mind go kaboom. Make sure you're always listening to Unplugged and In Charge right here on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, baby! Yeah! It's another one of those really great days out here. This is cliffcentral.com. This is Unplugged and In Charge Radio, and it's another really great day. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for being part of us and listening and taking some time out in your busy day to really be part of the family right here. Now, the family is always great. We always have some really great conversations, and in the family with me today, I've got the one and only Simpiwe Pedros.
What up, buddy?
I'm great, man. I'm great. How you doing?
All good, man. All good. It's always great to be here on a Thursday doing what we do best, you know?
Yeah. So it's another really great day, as we mentioned. So if you're new to Unplugged and In Charge, what happens here is that we really discuss a couple of things, really, but it's always just to grow your mind in one way or the other. And that's what we always seek to do. And we try to engage in really thought-provoking conversations that should leave you inspired or maybe motivated or maybe just informed and educated around one or other field. And it's all really just about self-improvement on a daily basis. Or on a weekly basis when it comes to our show, for instance. And if you're new to it, if maybe you're listening live right now, what you can always do is just participate. If you're listening live, our WhatsApp line is 079-784-2090. And you can actually just send us some texts or even pictures or videos. I mean, we can see it all right here on the screens. So if that's not the case, it is also on Twitter at cliffcentral.com is the Twitter the Twitter handle of the station, and hashtag Unplugged and In Charge Radio Show. That's how we can get involved and get talking as well.
I feel like Unplugged and In Charge Radio Show is quite long. Let's just make it easy for them. Let's say hashtag Unplugged Radio Show.
Yeah.
Okay. That works, right?
Yeah. How did I not think of that?
That's why I'm here, bro. That's why I'm here.
Thank you very much. All right, cool. So let's get started. Let's get straight into it. So what's the big topic for today?
Oh wow, bro. Yesy. Let me get the formality. We're getting into the formalities of things at an early stage, which is good. Today we're talking about leadership in South Africa, especially after SONA 2017.
Yeah.
Did you watch that, bro?
Yeah, nah. It was rather dramatic.
I feel like they should just make a mini series or something out of that thing, bro, because it was on another level. Yeah. I don't even know. All I heard was radical economic transformation from Jacob Zuma on countless occasions. And then all I remember was the EFF getting kicked out, the DA deciding to walk out after just rebelling in parliament, and then COPE leading the way when they left at the beginning. So, yeah, bro.
Yeah, well, with COPE, I think there's only like three of them in there. So when one leaves, it's like
no, a third of the party, bro.
Yeah, that was quite rough.
But my problem is, these are the people that we're supposed to be looking up to develop solutions and everything. Do we still have leaders in South Africa? That's our question today.
Yeah, well, that is our question. Do we still have leaders in South Africa? What is the leadership status of the country? You know, the state of the leadership address.
Yay,
we need to find out a bit about that. We also hopefully have a guest later on in the show. He's going to be talking about things along the lines of entrepreneurship. Now there's young people doing really great things, and that's always a good thing to see, you know. And that's pretty much what we advocate as well: young people building the future that we want to see for ourselves, you know. These are some of the things that are still coming up in the show. We also going to be talking about leadership, but for now, Simpiwe, let me just zoom into your life, man. I haven't actually, you know, sat down with you in a while.
Yeah.
I see you got a new tat. You know, I just leave you for a week or two and then you come back with a new tattoo. A big one.
Tell the world what you said when you saw it, bro. Tell the world.
I said, you're becoming Chad the Don now.
Wizard always has these smart aleck type of comments. I was waiting, you know, for the past 2 weeks. I think I got my tattoo 2 weeks ago. I'm like, yo, I wonder. Like, out of all the comments in the world, I know Wizard's going to give the most classic and original comment.
You're really thinking about what I was going to say?
I knew, Wizard. The one guy out of the whole world would be like, would have an original comment would be you, bruh. So yeah, man. No, I did get a new tattoo.
Yeah.
It's on my right forearm. It says, "See what God can do through you." And it's got Bible scripture, Ephesians 3:20.
Mm.
So yeah, I get a tattoo at specific seasons in my life, bro. The first tattoo I got, I've only got two tattoos. I don't have many tattoos. The first tattoo I got was Jeremiah 29:11, which is, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." And the reason I got that tattoo at the beginning was really trying to figure out what God wanted to do for my life and where I wanted to go with my life. That was actually just before we even started pushing radio and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an interesting stage in my life.
I must say, I was very surprised. I was like, what? You got a tattoo?
I remember we were at a Sky Vodka party or something.
A new brother decided to, you know, unbutton a couple of buttons. So just in corner, you know, just so that you can see the corner. And then more questions can come. By the way, why I'm saying corner is because his tattoo is on his chest, right? Just imagine. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, bro. And, actually, I was liking things back then because... Yeah. I was trying to draw attention to the tattoo because, I mean, it was fresh. It was something new.
Mm.
The second tattoo is really focused on seeing what God can do through me. It says it all. So I want to see. I don't want to limit myself. I want to express myself. I want to influence my generation. I want to be very intentional with the moves that I make. I want to be consistent. And I want to realize that there's an urgency in the hour, which actually falls in line with what we're talking about. I think I'm realizing as myself, as an individual, that I need to stand up as an individual and share my message with the world and be influential in guiding and dictating the narrative of the youth of South Africa and the youth of the world.
Wow. No, yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. When you say that what did you say? The urgency in the hour.
Yeah, the urgency in the hour. I just feel like we live in a very urgent hour, bro. And if we don't step up as young individuals, I think the future of our country is going to be in a deep situation, bro. Like, I don't know how else to put it. And I realized that we're constantly focused on the problems that we're facing. We talk about this and that and how we're struggling with this and that and how we're not free. We want the land back. We want free education. But I think it's time to shift from focusing on what the problems are. We know what the problems are. Anybody can talk about the problems. What are the solutions? I think the solutions are in each and every one of us, and the only way we'll realize those solutions is by really taking a view of ourselves, having some deep introspection and realizing and taking a view of what part can you play in shaping the solution. It might not be a big part, but there is a part we can all play, and us coming together in our individual pieces and putting this puzzle together that is South Africa will be the solution that we need.
Man, proper stuff, man. Always really good to, you know, to dissect your mind a bit and find out what you're thinking about. Now, Simpio, what are you currently up to? You know, what does a day in Simpio's life look like?
Oh, wow, bro. Like, somebody asked me that, and it's very interesting because there is no schedule to my life. I'm pushing a couple of ventures. I mean, I've been pushing the radio. I've been pushing Gusto Project and all of that. I'm also trying to take some time out and write some poetry and stuff like that. I also joined a new organization that I'm part of now. It's called Sports for Social Change Network. And I want to see what I can do with regards to sports and shaping solutions, nation building, social cohesion. I'm just trying to be a solution, bro. So there are a couple of things. There's no structure as yet, but it's a beautiful space to be in because I think I'm crafting and dictating what I want to do, when I want to do. And the most important thing for me right now is expression. I want to express myself in various degrees and with various avenues of expression. So it's a fun time to be alive because I realize that your expression is a reflection of who you believe you are and what you believe you're capable of. So yeah, man, that's where I'm at. Expression.
It's very interesting. You know, now the one thing is that, you know, often as a young person, when you see another person just flourishing and just doing whatever they want to do, you just think, geez, man, but Simbio, you seem so free. You, it's like you can do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. You're just out here drifting. But like, how are you surviving? How does one survive? Like, we all want to be free like you. You seem like you, you know, you got time for everything. You just do what you want to do. And I mean, you studied, but you're not doing that right now. Yeah. You're just doing you.
Yeah.
I
know, bro. I know exactly what you mean. A lot of people ask that question. And I know you know the answer to this because you're living this life as well. And I think the name of our show really lives up to the types of lives that we're living. We're living unplugged and completely in charge lives. We're taking ownership and responsibility of our lives by unplugging ourselves from the mediocrity of the times and the convictions of conformity, and really just trying to direct a new path and create new paths that don't exist out there. It's not easy. I'm not going to say it's easy. It's a huge sacrifice, and a lot of people might not see the sacrifice. You sometimes feel like you're an anomaly. You know, I was watching The Matrix the other day, and you know, Neo was an anomaly to The Matrix. You know, he wasn't supposed to be part of The Matrix. He was a mistake to some degree, but that mistake changed everything in the whole system. And sometimes I feel like that's where we are, bro. Like, I feel like I'm an outlier to some degree, you know. I was never born to conform, and in not conforming, it gets very difficult because a lot of people don't understand. So what I do and what I hold on to is God specifically, and God really enables me to keep on going. God provides for all of my needs, bro, in a major way. It's funny how I get a speaking opportunity here, or an MCing gig here, or I have to do a voice over there. Those things really provide for you in a major way, and you get by all along. I mean, people will want to help those people that are helping themselves, and I'm trying to help myself so that I can help other people someday. About you, Weza? Actually, I feel like I'm being the guest on the show today. Like, yo, for a moment.
No, man, like sometimes I think, I mean, we always get guests here one after the other, but we often don't really take time to just zoom into your life as well, just to see what is Simbio still up to, you know. Because one thing that I'm still saying now that I will carry on saying is that your existence and your survival is crucial for many people's dreams.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people are stuck where they are, and they only know of one person who's out there flourishing, living his life the way he wants to do it, and living on his own terms, and he's free. And as long as you stay free, as long as you stay alive, and if you die, a lot of people's dreams die with you, because they think, eish, the one guy I thought was going to make it.
Yeah, bro.
Because when you make it, it gives me life to think, hey, look, I'm not alone in this thing. There's someone else out there who's doing what I want to do. And guess what? They're alive. They every day they're eating, you know. So it's important then every now and again to check up on you to see, hey, man, are you still eating?
Yeah,
you
know, I'm alive, bro. I'm alive.
Yeah.
Tell us what's happening with you, though. Let's switch the roles a bit. Let's switch it up.
Goodness. All right. What do you want to know, man?
So it's been 2 weeks since I last saw you. Funny enough, that's weird, bro. Yeah. 2 weeks, it's crazy.
Yeah.
What's been happening in the past 2 weeks?
Geez, well, a lot happened. Here, I'll tell you one of the craziest things that happened recently.
Yeah.
I mean, I am always out there hustling. You know, I'm always out here trying to make ends meet one way or the other. I'm like Rick Ross. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stacking on stacks. So what happens is I have to MC this huge conference, right? It's an international conference. What I mean by this is that there are people here from other countries, and it's being streamed live to the United Kingdom, to Mauritius, to Zimbabwe, to Mozambique, to, like, I think about 10 other countries.
Yeah.
And I could see a big screen there with every, you know, it was split into like little squares, and you could see everyone from all over the world watching. And interesting thing is this: I get there and I say, all right, cool, so what's the order of events? Like, do we have a program? You know, what's going on? First of all, there was a lot of unorganized tendencies, even leading up to this thing.
That's frustrating.
Now, they say to me, okay, no, don't worry, here's this person, here's that person, they're gonna speak, and then you're gonna do, you know, you're not even gonna talk much. All right, cool. No, it seems like it's gonna be easy. And then let's say 2 minutes before I get on stage, they say, listen, the CEOs are still coming down from downstairs, but you must get started already. Like, get on stage. I'm like, oh, shucks. Okay, cool. Then maybe we'll stall on stage while they are getting here. And then I say, okay, cool. But is it still this person speaking? Then this person. Then the boss says to me, there's a new plan.
What?
I'm like, okay, cool. What's the plan? It's like, the plan is, there is no plan. Get on stage now.
I'm what? Like, what? There's no plan.
So they say, yeah, the plan is, there is no plan. We'll tell you the plan while you're on stage. And
what?
I'm thinking to myself, okay. But you know what?
You love those moments, though.
Yes. Because Vusi Tembikwayo once said that the top 1% live at the edge of chaos. Mm. And that's where they thrive, you know. And to me, this was a challenge, you know. Mm. This was to say, if you think you're that good, show us.
Yeah.
There is no plan. Get on stage and make things happen. Mm. Whereas you don't know what you're gonna say. You don't even, you know, like, it reminds me of a Jackie Chan movie, Drunken Master 2. He hits this guy and he's like, "You will never guess what I'm about to do next because I don't know myself."
Oh, right.
I felt like,
yeah,
nobody knows what I'm about to say. Even I don't know what I'm about to say next.
That's,
you know,
dope, bro.
So it was that type of crazy. But hey, look, it was me and Mikasa, them there as well. It really went well in the bigger picture of things. Everybody loved it. Everything went well. Mm. But yo, that was, you know, one of those moments where you think, what the hell are these people doing?
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, other than that, man, it's really been a great year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes in the beginning of the year, you're a little worried in thinking, oh man, like, I was in such high momentum last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was making so much money and things were going well. Shucks, will I be able to keep it up this
year?
And the beginning of the year, I was finding myself asking, where is my money going to come from?
Mm.
You know, I was thinking, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen this year, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, now January's over, we're already in February, and I can really say that it's went really well. And there are things
you survived,
that people I never, you know, I didn't. People just come from out of the blue sometimes, and you know, things just happen.
Yeah,
and that's a beautiful thing. I really still believe that whoever is playing on the field gets more of the ball and even gets to score.
Yeah.
But normally, when you still have this other career and you half-heartedly into another one, it's like trying to play soccer, but one foot is trying to be a medic and the other one is trying to be a soccer player.
Exactly.
So what happens is you can only play on the side of the field, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't get in with both feet. And ultimately, you're always going to be, you know, blocking yourself. You're never quite going to get in. You're never quite going to get past the ball enough. You're never going to find yourself in front of the poles and get a chance to actually kick.
Yeah, it's true, bro. So you're like me. We studied engineering, right?
Yeah.
So what's your message to a student that's out there that's studying something that they don't feel like they should be studying, while they have dreams and aspirations to be something else? Because you studied engineering, you finished engineering, but you're not using your engineering degree.
Yeah, you see, the challenge really is that we often get pressured to do what is safe.
Yeah, bro.
To do what our parents decide, hey, this is the best thing to do. This is why, you know, this is, you know, what all of us have done.
Yeah.
We grew up doing this. You're going to do it too. Sometimes it's those type of things.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's really just the pressure of people want you to, you know, start paying your black tax soon as possible, you know. So they can't believe that you don't want to study. I mean, after studying, you don't want to go work. And you're saying, no, but I want to do this other thing. And that's normally quite a problem. But I'll go back to something I said maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, look, Simpio, what year did you sign up to do engineering?
It was 2009.
How old were you?
I was 18.
Yeah. So do you think right now, being a 20, you know, like what, you're now 26, ne?
Yeah, 26.
At 26, do you think that you would take advice from an 18-year-old?
No.
About life, about what, you know, what life is supposed to be and whatever.
No.
Why?
Because they're not experienced enough, clearly. Mm. Like, they haven't seen flames yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have, right?
Yeah, we've seen all kinds of flames. Yo.
So what I'm saying then is, how can you stick to a decision an 18-year-old self of yours made? Like,
yeah.
When you were 18, you know, you knew less.
Yeah.
You were not as wise as you are now. You didn't know as much of the world as you do now.
I feel you, bro.
So how could you take advice from yourself and stick to it without saying, hey, let me criticize that advice. Let me say, hey, man, I'm older now. I think a bit differently. Let me scrutinize that advice based on what I know now.
Exactly.
You see, so there's no reason for you to live the next 40 years of your life based on a decision you made when you were 18 years old.
Mm.
You can always dream a new dream. If you think, hey, actually, you know what? I changed my mind. You know what? Wise people change their minds all the time.
Yeah. You change what doesn't work for you at the end of the day.
Exactly.
You know? You don't need to conform to a plan.
I think at the first Young Leader Seminar, I was saying that imagine you're driving, you know, and there's traffic, but there's traffic on this one lane. It's slow for days, but then the lanes on the left and right, they're moving. And now you're thinking, no, I must finish what I started. I started in this lane. I'm gonna get to Pretoria on the left-hand lane. You know, how long are you gonna? There might be a stationary truck on the lane that you're on.
You might die on that lane, dog. You might actually die in that lane.
You know, sometimes you need to say, okay, cool. There are times, yes, that you need to finish what you started.
Yeah.
There are also times where you need to say, hey, look, actually, what is the bigger picture for me? Where's my life going?
Yeah.
And how quick is it going to get there?
Yeah.
Doing what I'm doing right now. You know, sometimes you need to say, I was swimming, and for the period I was swimming, those flippy things that they use on their feet.
Yeah,
I don't know what that stuff is called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
But
like that, those things,
yeah.
So there's a time to take them off if you're doing an Ironman race, and life's an Ironman race.
Yeah, you can swim sometimes.
You swim, and then once the swimming is done, now it's time to do bicycle vibes. You need to take those things off and readapt to the new thing and go even faster.
Yeah, you have to diversify your portfolio to some degree. There's so much more to who we are. You don't have to follow one direction of your life.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like expression is something that's very important for each and every one of us.
Mm.
We need to express ourselves in the various gifts that we have, gifts and talents that we have. You might have loved sport back in the day. I loved sport back in the day. But now you're living in a times where you can't really express yourself physically. It's time to step back into that and really live a balanced life. I think that's the lack that we experience in life. I mean, true fulfillment comes from expressing yourselves in different avenues. Something very powerful, bro. And the one thing I realized that with what we do is we actually have more time than you actually think that you have when you get involved in a lot of things.
Yeah.
You don't just need to study. You don't just need to have one job. You can do many things with your life. And when you do many things, that's you playing in the field and doing the most, playing multiple positions, right?
The interesting thing, Simpio, is that while you're talking, you have this grin on your face as if you got this whole thing figured out. It's like you got this, you know, you got so much money that is on its way, and you're just thinking, oh my gosh, you guys don't even know what I'm out here playing at, you know?
Yeah, bro.
And I guess it's just the happiness of seeing your life's ideal unfold.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because you know that where you're going is inevitable. You know where you're going to end up, so it feels like you're there already.
Mm.
And you just, it's just taking ownership of your life and just really walking the road that you wanted to walk. And no matter what the struggles, no matter what the setbacks, you realize that, yo, success, it's inevitable. If I keep walking on this road, I'm set.
Mm.
So you're there. We're there, bro. Like, that's why I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I see my 7 cars, my multiple properties, the world influence, like going places, trend setting in the biggest way, touching lives all over the world. Yeah, man, it's gonna be a beautiful time. I'm already there.
7 cars. Wow, which cars are these?
Okay, so I've got a plan so far. Like, I don't have all 7 cars, but I've got two of the weekend cars on check. So Saturday car is a G-Class Mercedes.
Yeah.
In maroon with black rims. Mm. That's the most important thing for me. And then the Sunday car. And the Sunday car is something that I've had in mind for a couple of years, bro. It's an Audi R8 in gray, bro. I see myself driving on the highway, cruising, not even going fast, bro. Just cruising slow. I know the power and potential in this car, but I don't need to drive fast. Mm. I just want to enjoy the moment in this car and just go through the highway and enjoy life, bro. Those are my two cars. If you have any suggestions on what the other five shot cars should be, just drop us a tweet, man.
Yeah,
hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. We're out here waiting for your suggestions, man.
One fact, you can even Google them and just send us pictures.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, send us the picture of the car. Send us to our WhatsApp line. It's 079-784-2090. Yeah, I think that would be cool.
Yeah,
wow.
Bro.
Yeah. Hey, it's actually quite important. Brian Tracy once said that you need to create that that beautiful mental picture of if everything was perfect in your ideal life, how would it look like? In fact, one thing about self-esteem is that it will immediately go up as soon as you've created that picture, because you start to like yourself more just by the feeling of shucks, you think that you can live that life, and then your self-esteem just starts to get boosted just because of the thought of that type of life. And in fact, if you go beyond that and actually start writing down certain goals and things like that about, you know, what your most ideal life is, there are a lot of really positive things start to happen for you, and actually things start to go really, really well. So that's actually a really powerful thing that you're doing there.
Yeah, your actions are led by your thoughts at the end of the day. So if you have an ideal picture and view of your life and you're constantly thinking about it, you will naturally gravitate towards that through your action.
Yeah, man. I think this reminds me of some shows we had last year this time. If you go through the podcast, there's a show that we had with the Styles. These were
Chris and Suzanne Styles.
Yes, yeah. Chris and Suzanne Styles. That was a really powerful show. So if you into that type of stuff, things about how to, you know, grow your financial freedom, grow your wealth, and also just grow happiness. And you know, I think everyone wants to be happy, really.
Yeah, sharing your dreams also.
Yes,
you even shared insights on who you should share your dreams with.
I mean, there were things like there are energy wizards and energy
thieves.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Bro.
So much knowledge was shared in that show. And I think I walked away really, really wise from that. And I remember I've got some of the things that they said written down.
Yeah.
On one of my walls right there at home, like it's on a piece of paper put on a wall.
Yeah.
So it's really, really powerful stuff. And if you want to check that out, I strongly suggest that you do. Just look through our podcast. In fact, there's a lot of really great information on our podcast as well, on all sorts of subjects. In fact, I think now that I think we can have a bit of a reflection session. There was even a time we had Timothy Maurice and Tebe Ikalafeng. Now, these are some of the big brand leaders in South Africa.
Yeah.
And they're also, you know, talking about ways in which you can brand yourself, how you market yourself, what does your personal brand really look like, and positioning your personal brand. Because when you do that right, then a lot of things start going well for you, whether it is in the corporate space or even if it's, you know, personal relationships and things like that.
Definitely, bro. It's actually quite funny how diverse our show is. You're talking about Tebe Ikalafeng and Timothy Maurice and Chris and Suzanne Styles. Now I'm thinking of people like Gigi LeMain talking about the era of the side nigga, bro. Yo, that show was on another level, The energy, I enjoyed that show quite a lot, bro.
Mm.
So that's a beautiful thing about what we do here. We're not trying to have a conventional chat about how things should be done or how they shouldn't be done. We want a youthful perspective always and continually keeping it fresh. Mm. We want to talk about anything and everything so that we continue the unplugged conversations alive. I think we need to start talking about leadership now, because I think the view of leadership in South Africa specifically is problematic in my view. I want to say a very controversial statement right now, and I think it's very true at the same time. I believe that artists and sportsmen actually have more influence than politicians in our country, especially on the youth. What do you think, bro?
Yeah, man. I think that is actually something really, really profound. I think back in the days, you would want to be a soccer star, a musician, but you would also maybe want to be, let's say, the president.
Yeah.
It seemed like a coveted position. These days, I think it is seeming less like that. I think a lot of kids are saying, hi, politics, it doesn't look good, you know?
Yeah.
And they would rather say, you know, I want to be Lil Wayne. I want to be Casper Nyovest. I want to be like AKA. I want to fill up the dome as well.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, it seems like the people who have more influence nowadays are entertainers.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but it just seems like, you know, people would rather just be entertained than informed.
It's actually quite sad, though. I actually posted a tweet out on social media and I said, do we still have leaders in South Africa? Mm. And Incense SS said, leaders we do have, but the sad thing is that the young are tainted by the old greediness. Do you think the old generation's greedy?
I think sometimes, Ne, it is a case of people getting corrupted only now, you know, when one of the problems is really that when you're not used to something,
yeah,
it can influence how you behave.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I remember when we were kids, you know, you the relationship we had with food, because we were not necessarily one of those families where I think the average black family, Kasi vibes and whatever, when you're a bunch of boys, ne, and your mom just gives you one big dish and says, everyone eat from the same dish.
Yo.
Here's some spoons. I'm sure you've experienced.
I remember those days, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a war zone.
It becomes a war zone. Yeah. In fact, it starts off peaceable.
Yeah.
What happens in the beginning is we have rules. We say, okay, everyone has a spoon. You scoop, then you scoop, then I scoop, then you scoop. And then it seems like, okay, now it's going to go fine. Everyone is just doing their own.
And then things escalate.
And then once it starts, the food starts to get less and less and less. Eventually, they start having, the first complaints that will come is like, I know you scoop too much.
Like, exactly.
Your scoop is like always full. Like, then we make new rules. Okay, cool. After you scoop, you must hit your spoon on the side so that some of the rice will fall off and then you can eat. All right, cool. Then it seems like that's going to work. And then all hell broke loose when there's only just a little bit of food left and maybe the meat is there now.
Yo.
Then a person starts to grab the meat with his hand and the other one is putting his other finger in there and then everything just starts to, yeah, baba. Eventually, it's like, ay, 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 and the plate is just all over the place. And that's pretty much, it happens mainly with boys. I don't know with girls, but especially when they, you know, when they said we must all eat from one dish.
Yeah.
Now, Is that because it will just always happen with people, or is that maybe because we were not used to food?
Yeah,
it's weird to say that we were not used to food, but I don't think that really well-off families ever had those experiences.
Yeah, so it's almost like incremental growth versus exponential growth.
Yeah,
if your growth is absolutely exponential, like today you have nothing and tomorrow you have a million, you're gonna blow that money because you don't understand the journey to holding on to it. It's just like leadership then. Mm. If you're put in positions of leadership in an instant, you're not going to value that position. You're going to think about yourself. You're not going to realize the power and authority and influence that you actually have. And absolute power actually corrupts good morals at the end of the day. So I think there is a journey to it. And that's what we need to figure out. I think there's...
Talking about leadership, in fact, there's a book by Dr. John Tivani.
Yeah,
He speaks about leadership being like a beam that is, let's say, placed on a high level, right? And you can almost imagine it like, you know, high jump, that type of bar. So now there's people who attain leadership roles by leaping towards it. You know, they jump and then they grab it. So sometimes these people are naturally shorter people than what they should have been, and then they grab this thing. But normally what happens after that is because of the momentum and the gravity, then they are, you know, pushed back down where they belong. And then what happens is they take that leadership role with them and they reduce what that title or that position is supposed to be.
Or the prestige of the title.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. They reduce that to a lower thing. Mm. And that's the sad thing about leaping and jumping towards, you know, leadership.
Yeah.
Versus growing and taking time in our, when it's now growth, it takes time. It is, you know, it's something that needs patience, but it is something that also comes with a lot of learning and a lot of nutrition as you keep on growing, you keep on growing until eventually you are at that level
yeah.
where you can reach a certain leadership role. But now, because you're meant to be here, the only thing that can happen from here is that if you keep on nourishing yourself, you grow beyond this point.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's a good thing because then you take the leadership role forward and you make a really great significant, you add a lot more prestige to that role as well.
Okay, so what do you think we need? Let's talk about solutions now, especially in the South African context, especially with our leaders. What do you think South Africa needs going forward? Not politically, but in terms of leadership. How do we groom our leaders, or how do we develop the leaders we deserve?
Mm. It's tough. I think we can take a book out of Obama's book.
Yeah.
A page out of Obama's book. Jeez, I said taking a book out of Obama's book. In fact, we can take the whole book.
The whole damn book, yeah.
You see, the interesting things that Obama was doing right, even when it comes to just how people saw him in the public setting.
Yeah.
If you remember with these pictures or videos where they would compare Obama to Trump, there were certain things that they were just showing him being a gentleman, you know, opening the door for his wife, or maybe holding the letting her stand under the umbrella while he walks in the rain, or even, you know, things along
how
those
he interacted
lines.
With people, the public,
with the general public as well. And this shows that he had a genuine sense of humility about himself, you know. And it is, rather than leadership being a position of status.
Mm.
He made it seem like it's a position of service.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the difference. If you try to seek to really further a cause rather than to just be there so that you can have a lot of the cause instead of the applause.
That's exactly what I was gonna say, bro. Because I think we need to shift the focus from really focusing on yourself and really serving the people. So humility. It all starts with humility. We need to humble ourselves to the fact that life is not all about us. And the moment you realize that is when you will be truly free to really make a difference in this world. When you shift the focus from yourself to the people, that is when you become a leader, because your focus is completely centered on the people and serving and meeting their needs. I think the characteristics of a great leader are always developing other leaders. And the only way you'll actually ever develop other leaders is by really investing in other people in a major way rather than investing in yourself. So I think we need to start. It starts with us. I'm not going to say we need structures and platforms in place in our country, because there's going to be a lot of logistics and stuff. I think it starts with each and every one of us deciding that you want to be a leader, and that you start mentoring one or two young people, young people, and really giving them your experience so that you can make sure that they don't have to experience what you've experienced. And at the same time, trying to develop other platforms where you can really influence, and really infiltrating the platforms where there is true power and influence. I think power is one thing, and I don't want to talk about power right now, but I want to talk about those positions of influence, because I really do believe that influence inspires action. And if you can put yourself in positions where you can inspire other people to do something with their lives, that is when you're a true leader. So it starts with you.
No, that's very, very true as well. I mean, I was with the CEO of Liquid Telecom in from Zimbabwe, and he was saying in a speech how he was marshaled out of Nigeria because he didn't want to take a bribe.
Shucks.
And then months later, he was reinvited back to Nigeria because he didn't want to take a bribe.
Exactly. It's integrity. That's a powerful thing, because when you stand on your integrity and you never compromise to what the world is trying to make you, then you are truly powerful and influential. And that's how you bring change to our world. Conforming to how things are, you'll never bring change. You can't be like everybody else and change everything. You need to be different. You need to stand above and set a new standard and break those barriers and unplug yourself.
yourself. We talk about this all the time. It's time for you to really unplug yourself in a major way and take it to the next level, bro. Yeah. I'm all for that, man. Let's do this thing, bro. Starts with us, bro.
I mean, one particular thing that's actually quite important is that we pretty much start with the end in mind. Now, we always hear this, but I mean, when you try to, you know, see it in actual terms, imagine so many people, first of all, start off before they've properly defined who is it that they want to be, you know, what do they want to do, what is their purpose really, you know, you start off and you're trying to climb the corporate ladder, you're trying to do so many things, but you don't know what you want to be standing for, who do you want to be when you're gone, and we have to talk about, hey, this person just left the room, who is that person, and we're having a conversation about you, and we're saying that you're a person of integrity or this or that, you know, when we're mentioning all the nitty gritty of who you are, who is that person before you even get started, you know, I think that's important. Let's look at it as in, let's say you decide to get in your car and drive.
Yeah.
Before you've decided where you're going,
you need to know where you're going.
You know, and have a detailed view of what are you going to do when you get there? What how are the people going to treat you? What is it really going to be that you are there to do?
And when all hell breaks loose, how are you going to make sure that you keep going and rise above the battles, you know? Because a lot of people think that it's going to be smooth sailing. Nah, dog, it's never smooth sailing. And that's how your character is developed at the end of the day. Your character is developed through your trials and tribulations, and as you rise through and arise above those trials and tribulations, that's when you will enable other people to rise above their trials and tribulations.
And in the highway of life, sometimes we get traffic, and then the traffic is so slow, you're even wondering, so where am I going again? That's when it's important to remember, why did I leave the home?
Hey,
where was I going when I said I'm leaving?
Yeah.
And, you know I had a time to get there. Yes, there's some you know, some delays right now, but you know where you want to go and you need to kind of stick with that.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, still talking about this, obviously I didn't promise you that we would have a certain gentleman come and join us right here in the studio who's going to be talking about building the country really in really great ways. Simpiwe, you know something about him?
Yeah, we've got Jabulani Shabalala from the Students Business Council, right? How's it, man? How you doing, brother?
No, I mean, I'm chill, man. I'm good. How's it?
All good, man. Tell us a bit about yourself. What is the Students Business Council, first and foremost? Like, I think that's what we need to find out. And then we're going to shift the conversation from Students Business Council to you telling us solutions on leadership.
Oh, okay. Basically, Student Business Council, it's an organization existing to bring a new entrepreneurial culture. I mean, you should know that our current academic culture is not really doing well. I mean, you go to school, get good grades, and go to varsity, get good grades, and go get a job. It's probably not giving us those solutions that we're looking for. So now we attempting to bring a new culture within institutions of higher learning.
Yeah.
To introduce entrepreneurship on the cultural level, you get me, whereby everyone is introduced to entrepreneurship as soon as they enter the university.
Yeah.
And soon as and until they leave the university.
Mm-hmm.
Because currently there's a job being done across around the entrepreneurship spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do a whole lot of things across entrepreneurship, but if we are not attacking the cultural problem that we have around entrepreneurship, we are likely not to get proper solutions, because a lot of people are consumed within our academic culture.
A lot
of people are consumed within our academic structure.
Basically, you want to shift the culture from a more academic culture to a more entrepreneurial culture?
We want to mix the two.
Okay.
You know, having the academic culture and having the new entrepreneurial culture.
Okay.
People will get to use their skills they've developed from the academic spectrum to actually run and to open and run businesses that are successful.
Okay.
You get me? Not just studying to go get a job.
Okay,
you get
cool.
me? Now we want to turn it to saying starting to go start a business. Yes.
Okay, so tell me something. Entrepreneurship is something very powerful. It's great for job creation and all of that. But how do you feel that entrepreneurs or developing entrepreneurs can affect the leadership of our country?
An entrepreneur, for one, it's we can call an entrepreneur is a broad word, right? Which which has a different aspects within it. So yeah. Leadership, developing an entrepreneur, leadership has to be the base.
Mm.
You get me? Because we can't have an entrepreneur who doesn't have leadership skills.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's not going to run successful companies and all that. And if we had a country run by entrepreneurs, I can assure you we'd have a country run by crazy people in a good way who have innovative solutions to move the country forward.
Mm.
You get me? So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So that's how you feel that entrepreneurship goes in a major way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, one of the challenges South Africa has is currently our unemployment rate is around 26.5%. And it's really looking pretty challenging. In fact, I kind of went into these stats and tried to zoom in on them even more. So, yeah. I mean, this 26.5% is average, but the actual truth is that it means that it combines men and women. There are far more men employed than there are women. So, I mean, women is a little bit higher. They're averaging around 27, almost 30%, in fact. What is your organization doing as an NPO to try and, you know, help out and address these issues and especially also making sure that more women find themselves self-employed at least?
We have the mentorship program. Mm. And most of it is targeted at ensuring that people don't run out of steam, you know, when they're running their own businesses.
Mm.
And now, the challenge with the women in entrepreneurship, it's a very big topic. It could take us a whole day.
Mm.
Because now it goes into the systematic things, the social structure, you get me? It goes back to a whole lot of things. But now, what we will be doing is to have a whole lot of women mentors, women that have succeeded within the entrepreneurship structure, spectrum, to actually come and assist young ladies, young girls into entering the business structure. So through our mentorship program that we'll develop, it's going to be online and also on the physical basis. These women will get to encourage more and more young, because I think and according to my opinion, I think women are not given much exposure when it comes to this entrepreneurship, because we have quite a number of women who are successful. Mm. A whole lot of them who are successful, but they don't get that exposure. So it becomes difficult for young women to be motivated into going into entrepreneurship, because remember, one, it has been vilified. Mm. You know, when you speak entrepreneurship, one person will think, first thing, failure. You get me? So if we can get the whole lot of women that are within the entrepreneurship spectrum to come on board and actually mentor these young girls into entrepreneurship, I think that's how we can develop it.
Yeah.
But as I said, it's a very big topic that requires a whole day to discuss. You get me?
So I've got a couple of tweets coming in from Norman Tongo. She says, I asked the question, like, what is the state of leadership in our country? And she says, we have a lot of leaders who can take this country really far, but are deemed too young, not associated with the right people, or are simply just not given the platform they need. Not to forget that with blacks, we have to work twice as hard to get half of what the whites have. So in a nutshell, leadership is a low-key vibe in South Africa. What do you feel about that?
You know, this leadership topic, again, it boils back to the social structure. Now, as she said,
yeah,
black people have to work twice as much,
mm-hmm,
in order to achieve what their white counterparts can get in just a snap of a finger.
Yeah.
It has a whole lot of racial basis in it, right? So I would love to run away from that question a bit.
No, I'd also like to run away from it. But you know, that's
so,
the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because as much as we don't want to bring race and gender into it, these are some social ills that we need to address. Some things that we need to rise above at the end of the day. And would you classify yourself as a leader?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. So as a leader, I think we all need to just push through the barriers and try and meet the solutions to the tough questions, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
That's how we rise above the circumstances and really
definitely.
Are solution orientated. It's a journey for all of us, but we need to engage. I think maybe the solution to all of to this situation is really engaging with different people from different backgrounds and different cultural groups and just having roundtable discussions. It doesn't even need to be in parliament or whatever. It can be within the youth. This is where it starts, with us coming together and developing and devising solutions that meet the greater needs of our country.
Definitely.
So, Jabulani, tell me, your organization, is it youth founded, and do you have help from senior people who are not necessarily youth? Because I noticed that when I look at your profile, that you guys have a pretty big footprint. And I always wonder, you know, how is it that you guys are able to operate on such a high level?
Our organization is youth founded, and it's our love. One article displayed it by Prof. Skate said it's an organization of students by students. So now, the business sector tends to it's volatile. It changes from time to time. So now. The way we do business today compared to the way our elders did business back then, it's way different. So now that's why we're keeping our executive and our team as young as possible. But we do have an advisory board of professors who may have been in the game. You know, they have the know-how, they have the principles. So now, within getting from their principles, we'll develop our own methods of running this whole student business council, because it's going to be youth-based, it's going to be in universities, it's going to be run by students who are still on campus, and it's going to be conducted by people who know the culture of a certain campus, and they have to comply with certain programs that we have to do. You get me? And then get those programs, feed them within the culture and the environment of their campus, and then get them going.
Yeah. Fantastic. So when young people want to get in touch with you guys, do you guys have an email address?
Yes, definitely. We have an email address. It's info@studentbusinesscouncil.co.za. We have a website, www.studentbusinesscouncil.co.za.
Yeah.
Facebook, they can find us, Student Business Council. And Twitter, they can find us at SBC_ZA.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you so much, Jabulani. We really appreciate you coming in studio today. It's already an hour, bro. Can you believe it? Like
the shortest hour in the week. It always happens, man. Yeah. Never ready.
I just want to share some final thoughts as we round up the week. We've spoken about leadership. What we need to realize is that leadership is a sacrifice. Leadership is the catalyst that creates the future. The future isn't the place that we're going to. It's one that we will create. And the parts aren't found, but made. And the activity of making change is both the creator and the destination. The future of South Africa is in our hands, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take charge, unplug ourselves, and be the leaders we've been waiting for.
Wow. Well, just like that, it is the wrap of yet again another amazing show. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you very much for listening to the podcast as well, if that's what you're doing. Catch it every single Thursday at 12 o'clock right here on cliffcentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yenafuna Hamba Kongo. Hey, what's up, everybody? Umar Razalo, aka Mr. Kwan, aka PLIND. And you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
CliffCentral.com.